True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, keep an eye on that calendar. We are 2 weeks away.
Oh, yeah.
Tigers, Dodgers, baseball's back.
It's a great time. Sweet spot of the season, of the year. Got March Madness. We got baseball.
It's on the horizon. Yeah. Perfect time to check in with the Tiger manager, A.J. Hinch. A.J., good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great to hear you.
Yeah,
good to hear from you guys. It's been baseball season for a while now. I know you guys just said it's the sweet spot, but we've been going at it.
Well, it's the sweet spot because the games will actually mean something. And I know when we ask you this, you always say, well, it's one of 162. But, yeah, we'll finally get a chance to see baseball here in Detroit because we actually do have good weather right now.
Oh, really? Nice. We have hopefully you can dial that up for the first homestand after the West Coast swing. If you can guarantee that, that'd be awesome. So Miggy's in town, and it always brings back the idea that opening day where it snowed, and he went oppo and slid into second. So we don't need another snow day on opening day.
Yeah. I actually had a Miggy question. I'll just ask it here. It's a two-parter. Does he have a future in coaching, and can you confirm that he is in the best shape of his life for spring training?
Well, I mean, Miggy can do whatever Miggy wants. It's fun to have him around. He spent a lot of time with his family. You know, he came in and if you think about the culture of our team and just the story around us the last 12 months, he's one of the few guys that saw Comerica packed and saw Comerica during playoff runs and World Series and things that this team aspires to be. And so, you know, he came in and he was so proud of our group last year. And, you know, it's a different team than when he retired. We have a few new players. There are obviously some guys that played with him. But, you know, having him around and lobbing a few coaching things and just his laugh. And, you know, this is the happiest he is in spring training. This is not the same version as a player when he just wanted to get to the season. But I love having him here to mentor, you know, our young kids in PD or our guys around the big leagues that recognize him as one of the all-time greats.
Let's talk Spencer Torkelson. You know, he had a home run yesterday, so he's top of mind. Spring this year, much different than last year. What's so different with him right now?
Well, I think his confidence is growing, which is good. I think he realized he's fighting to make this roster. That always, you know, brings out a lot of good things in players. And then, you know, some of the subtle adjustments, you know, it does take, you know, sort of a trained eye to look at the stance, the athleticism, the approach, the way he's talking about hitting, the way that, you know, he's balancing sort of his search to hit the ball hard, but also for power. All of that has been taken into the games. And so he's gone oppo, he went pull side, it's been a late count. He's come off of bat at bats and been a productive hitter. And, you know, I kind of love the edge that he's playing with, you know, in his own little methodical way. He's just focused on the things that he can control, and he's trying to make this team. So I don't know if any or all of that is different. There's a maturation process for these hitters, but It's certainly been fun to watch him, you know, come in and push to be the best player he can be all the way in the spring and not just like quote unquote prepare for the season. He's got to try to make this team.
Has he done enough to be able to trust the production? How do you measure what he's done in spring training versus what you've seen in previous years?
You know, it's actually a really good topic that I'll try to explain. It's because I think it's all in the eye of the beholder, right? So when you look at a player and a guy has a terrible spring, if you like the player, you're like, oh, it's just a spring. He's going to be fine during the season. If you're critical of the player, and I'm meaning all of us, it's like, oh my God, and, you know, the alarm bells go off. And on the flip side, if somebody really goes off during the spring, you know, if you're kind of, you know, interested in that player being on your team, you can say like he's turned the corner. And if you don't, it's like, oh, it's just spring training. So I think you got to be careful with spring evaluation. But at the same time, what's a player to do other than go and do his best and perform and see where it goes? I mean, the real challenges are going to be during the season for all these guys. But I'd rather guys be doing well than scuffling in the spring. I mean, that's what we're here for.
You mentioned the difference in the roster when we asked about Miguel Cabrera, that it's a different roster now. How are the roster decisions different this year for you as you approach the end of spring training versus previous seasons that you've been here in Detroit?
Yeah, so I think the names have changed. You know, there are some guys that have come to spring the last couple of years and known they've been on the team, and now they're fighting for roster spots. I think the depth is really, really good. I mean, we're not going on like a spring ERA, you know, ranking system or a batting average ranking system. I mean, we're going to need to put together the best team that we can take to LA, and that might align with spring training performance. It might not, but I think the names are different. I think the specific positions that we're trying to fill are a little bit different. I mean, the rotation guys are pitching awesome. Casey Mize has been great. Kenta has made some adjustments. Cater Montero, you know, has great stuff. And when he locks it in the strike zone, he's shown some dominant things. Jackson Jobe has been everything is advertised. That's four guys for two spots in the rotation, and that in itself shows the strength of the depth of this team. And then lastly, I think we're going to need to make some calls at the end of spring based on injury. We know Matt Vierling's going to miss, you know, some of the season. We're still holding out hope that this nerve wakes up with Parker Meadows and he's able to put together a good week and a half of spring training and get himself to L.A. That's undetermined, which leaves a lot of decisions on – you know, the bench bats or who's playing the outfield or who's playing in center field, things like that, that may not be resolved until we get to those exhibition games in San Francisco.
You mentioned the rotation and there's only a couple spots for more than a couple guys. With Jackson Jobe, does he have to be a starter to make the team, or would you take him even in a bullpen role kind of like he was at the end of last season?
Yeah, we see him as a starter. And I think the best thing for him, I mean, when he came to the bullpen last year, that was a unique experience. You know, it was the playoffs and we were trying to make the playoffs. And, you know, when we talked about having the biggest impact that we could have, I mean, Jackson has some of the best stuff on our team. So we put him in the pen and I told him then, I mean, this could be the one snippet in your career where you're in the bullpen. I hope it is. And so this spring, it's been entirely a conversation about the rotation and I don't see it changing, you know, for the beginning of the season. If he makes his team, it's going to be in the rotation and he'll pitch, you know, towards the back end of the rotation. If he doesn't, it's because that we feel like the rotation is better a different way and he needs things to work on. So it's been rotation only.
When you look at the prospects of starting the season, as you mentioned, without Vierling and possibly without Parker Meadows, what are some of the combinations you may use in center field and just in terms of the lineup to make things, as you mentioned, you know, productive?
Right. Well, I think the first thing, we'll wait for Parker and see where that's at. In the meantime, Wenzel Perez, who's had a little bit of back stiffness, and because of, you know, Parker being out up to this date and Vierling being out to start the season, we're treating Wenzel with, you know, a ton of patience and being uber cautious. So, you know, he's going to get some time in center field. Riley Green played center yesterday. He'll play center today. You know, it's not a position that I'm going to want to just turn over to him You know, either way, if Parker's playing, then obviously he's playing center field. If Parker doesn't make the season, you know, we'll have to make determination how much center field that we're going to push Riley to do. So those two guys are going to get a ton of action. I've put Ryan Kreidler out there and Jamai Jones, two guys trying to make the trying to make the team. Those guys, you know, could possibly fill in. And but a lot of it just centers around the Parker decision first on whether he can make the season or not. And then we'll adjust accordingly. But some combination of those other four players if Parker's unavailable.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch this morning, 2 weeks out from their first game of the season. Javi Baez, nobody gets a more visceral reaction on talk radio than Javi. What are you seeing with his hip? Is he slated to be the everyday shortstop at this point?
So, well, into the first part, what I'm seeing with his hip is that he's feeling better and better every day. Some of that is physically, and I think some of it is mentally. You know, he had a surgery that he had to rehab, and now we got to get him away from rehab and into just playing, you know, with freedom and knowing. Now, he's slid and he's dove after a ball you know, he's fully rotated at the plate. Like, he's been cleared and has no limitations at all. And we'll see where that takes him. Now, as far as the second part, you know, is he the everyday shortstop? And I think the answer is to be determined, but I can tell you, like, today he's playing third base, which is going to be new for everybody. But not new to Javi. Javi did that, you know, a few years back when he was one of the best, you know, and almost original players moving around the field, playing at an all-star caliber level. So we're going to reintroduce a few positions to him. It's going to start today when the lineup comes out. He's playing third, Sweeney's playing short. There is room on the roster for both. And I'm going to play the best guy. And I think that's been something I've been very consistent about at the shortstop position. Obviously, Javi was hurt last year. Trent came up and did a really, really nice job. So, it's to be determined how that's all, you know, divvied up, so to speak, but it's going to be divvied up by quality of play. And everybody knows it. And I think it's been a good camp for Javi. It's been nice to see him, you know, sort of happy and healthy and doing the things that we need. And that we need better performance out of him and others to make these decisions moving forward. The thing that I caution against for everybody, and I know there's in baseball, there's this who's the everyday this, who's the everyday that. And I think this team, the way we've shown the last, you know, year plus, is we're willing to put any combination out there to help us win that day's game. And that mentality is not going to change.
First base with Colt Keith. How has he made the transition? What are you seeing from him? And how confident are you that he is going to be able to be that everyday first baseman?
Colt? You talking about Colt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's been really good. I mean, the glove is big. The adjustments are there. You know, I tried to caution everybody that there was going to be a learning curve and that it was okay for him to make a few mistakes down here. He actually hasn't made as many mistakes as I think I would have expected, just sort of like dropping a guy at first base for the first time in his career. He's naturally done some really good things. And then there's been a couple of reads and some depth issues, like things that even in a box score you're not going to see, that we're continuing to, you know, it's the timing on crashing on a pick play from Jake Rogers. It's coming off the bag at a certain angle to give yourself the right hop, you know, when a runner is on first. So not everything is sort of dictated to the ball hit to him. There's a lot for him to learn, positioning himself when a ball is coming from Jace at third versus Sweeney at short versus Glaber at second. Those are all new things, and I know it sounds sort of coach speak, and it sounds like I'm focused on small things, but that's really what's going to make him comfortable. And he's been great. He's put in a ton of work. He and Miggy, I think, are going to work a little bit today, which is one of the reasons Miggy's in town. And Joey's been pretty relentless at his routine. So I have a ton of confidence in Colt in general, but he will figure out this position as we go. And then depending on how the roster is built, and, you know, for the rest of the balance of the roster, like, is Jahen factoring in? Where is Torque on this roster? Who else? You know, Andy played first yesterday on the back end, because in-game moves, as we've shown, is, you know, sometimes guys end up in different positions.
Yeah, that's actually the last thing I wanted to ask you about, is kind of a roster projection question. As Torkelson hits, as Jahen hits, they're both right-handed bats. They can both DH first base. Jahen's played the outfield. Can they both make the team, or do you have to take one or the other?
No, I think so. I mean, I think the combination, you know, first off, the opening day is the first deadline, right? Like, it's the first time where you have to declare, like, these are our 26. And so depending on our health, depending on who we're facing, I'm guessing we're going to get Blake Snell in that first series. I'm guessing we're going to get, you know, the Martin Perez, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon in the first homestand. I don't know what we're going to do yet. And not knowing if Parker's coming back soon, if he doesn't make the roster and comes back soon, does he start the roster, but we need to protect him? Like, those are going to determine the balance of the roster. But to answer your question, yes, I think there's a roster that can be made with both those guys. And while imperfect on the defensive front, it might help us offensively to combat some of the left-handed pitching that we're going to face. And then we can correct it along the way if it needs to change. I mean, we have depth, and we don't have to commit to a team on the first day of the season being the team for the rest of the season. And we're gonna take into account, you know, how we can go series by series and put together the best team.
AJ, we'll talk to you again when the games are for real. We can't wait. Thank you.
You got it.
Yep. Thanks.
I appreciate you guys. See you.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch, it's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.